This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The hard rock group System of a Down released the first half of a 2-CD set 6 months ago. That CD, called Mesmerize, debuted at number one on the Billboard charts. Now the band is back with the second CD, Hypnotize, and again they've debuted on top. Independent music critic Christian Bordahl has this review.
Breathing each other's lives.
How many hyphens can you squeeze into one band and one album, even if it is a double CD set? How about Armenian-American progressive hard rock musical theater punk metal? What do you think that'll sound like? Well, brace yourselves. System of a Down gets classified as a hard rock metal hybrid, but on their new CDs, Mesmerize and Hypnotize, they owe as much to the operatic silliness of Gilbert and Sullivan and Queen as they do to Black Sabbath and Motorhead. For those serious metal fans out there who don't much like a comic element in their hard rock, System of a Down can play hard and fast with the best of them. But for those of us who appreciate a little tongue in our cheek, the band is self-confident enough to have a little fun, too. And whatever musical direction they're taking, you can always be sure that they'll go there with gusto. All right, some facts about System of a Down. The band is based in Los Angeles. All four members are of Armenian descent. And somehow, they've sold millions of records of this pretty oddball music. They're politically active on Armenian and other issues. Their lyrics often include some angry political content. And since that's unusual for rock and roll, the band gets labeled as edgy and political. The fact is that if you read the lyrics, there's not a whole lot of there. But they sound good, and they're sung really well. Guitarist and songwriter Darren Malakian has been singing more lately, but it's still the intense, shovel-bearded frontman Serge Tankian that steals the show. So where does all this leave us? Well, System of a Down have put out nearly 80 minutes worth of tracks on two pretty rockin' CDs. They could have boiled it down to maybe 40 or 50 minutes of one consistently excellent record. But if you can sell millions of copies of two CDs, I guess that's better than one. In any case, these guys are definitely one of a kind. Their constant turn-on-a-dime shifts in style and tempo from thrash to reggae to funk to ballad pop will make your head spin, and their zaniness will put a smile on your face. So, why not join the party and have a real good time?
Christian Bordahl is a radio producer living in Santa Monica, California.
Everybody's going to the party.